high dick is not sin. And Jesus isn't asking the gay person to change and be straight. That's right, the Bible doesn't condemn gays, but however, I do know that many of you would think so. I'd like to start by saying it might be a good idea to check out your Bible to see what kind of Bible you're reading. I've done some more studying on the West Cotton Hope chart thing I've been talking about for some months now here on my program, and I think that it's a good idea to really look up West Cotton and Hope. You'll find out that they're really responsible for all the new modern versions of the Bible that we have today. And they are very much into the occult and into New Age kind of thing. They were presidents of the Ghost Society and many other kinds of things that finally led to all the basically higher up secret societies that we have now. Usually people can trace their roots back to him. But anyway, I just thought I'd maybe talk a little bit about these, what I call counterfeit Bibles. So just who is this Westcott and Hort? Well, first of all, you know that there are many modern versions of the Bible. And there's the King James Version. Well, there's a history of this. About the second century, there were two manuscripts from the original text. At least one, called the Received Text, was from the original handwritten copies. And this was translated into a Latin Vulgate. Now, there was another one from a different group of people, which were already kind of more into the New Age kind of sort of situation, as when you study, you'll learn all this kind of stuff. And they had a kind of a transcript that they much deviated from the original copy. And this is also was in the Greek, and it was translated into the Latin Vulgate as well. Well, the Received Text, which finally became used for the King James Version in 1611, managed to stick around and was used. Then comes along about the 15th century, and the Catholics got hold of this corrupt text, and they were ordered by the Jesuit, who came in to basically be more powerful than the Pope. He gave orders to the Pope and Vatican, and the Pope couldn't do anything unless the Jesuit, you know, approved it or ordered it, generally speaking. And anyway, so the Catholics developed this corrupt version. Again, this has about 50 to 80,000 corruptions. And so, and they used, translated, it was in the Latin, so they can use only the priests, the bishops, rather, and so forth can explain what it is at that time. You know, Catholics weren't allowed to read the Bible for quite some time. Well, as time goes on, we come into a group of people. You know, something was going on here in getting towards this 18th century. You know, the 1800s rolled along. Science was beginning to catch hold, and people were getting to know that what makes the sky blue and stuff like that. You know, maybe they didn't quite figure that part out for a little while, but you know, they began to find out a few things, and so some of the myths of old times has passed away, and of course we have the Bible, and scientists, and then you got Darwin. Lots of things began to happen here in the 18th century, and the young people that went to Bible school and everything, they kind of
You know, they're ready to move on to kind of associate the science and all that kind of stuff upcoming. You know, the world isn't flat and the sun doesn't go around the earth, and they're learning all this kind of stuff. It's getting to be pretty factual, and they just kind of tired sort of the way the church is trying to stick to old kind of ways, and they kind of figure, and then a lot of things are this way, and ultimately you're going to prove things by science and stuff. And some other kinds of stuff going on. We got Westcott and Hort came around here, and along with all these things, and there's the extensive information about what's going on in the change in the church as science became more and more accepted. And these young evangelical type Christians began to discover that there are other things that are shown to be scientifically fact that kind of shakes up some of the what the church has always said. And so they are attributing it to the Bible, and they're going into looking into kinds of stuff, you know. The Ghost Society was started, and the Physical Research Society, several of these kinds of things began in these days, and Westcott and Hort were the founding presidents of these groups. And Hort was the more dominating one in things going. They didn't like the King James Version or the Received text at all. And they, when they go back and they searched out for the originals and everything, they came up with this correct text from the Gnostic kind of things from Egypt. And another one, the Septuagint, can't pronounce it, but anyway, they turned out to be three ancient manuscripts around the second century. One of them was the Received text, and then you had two corrupt texts. And the corrupt text kind of was different than the Received text. And leaning towards this kind of occultic kind of situation. And as time goes on, you know, these getting pretty influential people, they've gone to the colleges, you know, really important colleges, and they got influence in the church, and it came to be that they wanted to, the Church of England was going to do a revised version of the King James. They had difficulty because, you know, the Christians were saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And they just don't want to mess with the Bible. But however, as time goes on, they finally did. Another group got enough members and everything. They were able to vote override the voting to not mess with the Bible so that they could get now a new version, a revised version of the Bible. And this Ghost Society, these things were like occultic societies. They wanted the science to get into EFT and various other kinds of things that are attributed in the occult. It's kind of interesting reading when you learn about Westcott and Hort. And there's some other individuals. There's a guy named Lightfoot and couple other names here. They decided that it was time that Westcott and Hort, they selected, would work on a new Greek. They would kind of make a Greek. They would gather together these three original texts, and they didn't like the Reptus. Westcott and Hort were very much against the Received text. Which King James come from. They don't like the King James Bible. They don't like that Received text. So they used the other two, and they kind of made their own Greek. So they have gotten that Latin Vulgate. So see, one of the two versions was found in a Catholic trash bin, in fact. So Westcott Hort wanted to do this in secret. They called it the stealth mode, and Hort talked Westcott into, let's keep this thing a secret because we can't let people know exactly what we're doing here. And so they worked on it for about 10 years. And then it took about another 10 years working in their positions to make this new revised version, which it was not at all what the Church of England wanted. They wanted a revised version of the received text. However, Westcott and Hort was such influential on their board of making the revised Bible that they were able, it took about 20 years for them to put together their new Greek, which then was made into the Bible and was 1881, I believe, their Bible became the official English Bible. And from there, up to today, is where all modern translations come from. And there are people in those days that we're looking at, they're saying that 4 out of 5 verses were wrong, and out of 10 verses, there was several corruptions, or out of every 10 verses, you got the thing that's corrupted is doctrinal material, important material you can use for doctrine. So that means that every 10 verses of the Bible or so, you got a verse that is pretty much a verse that can be set kind of like for a doctrine. And these are the corrupt verses. And as it is, there's at least 5,800 actual corruptions, but including into all the verses and everything, it comes up to about 50,000 to 80,000 corruptions in both the Old and New Testament of all the modern translations of the Bible. Now, this is important when you're coming to decide what's going on here, because what are these corruptions for? They were intentional. They weren't by accident. They were by design. They watered down prophecy. They watered down the deity of Christ. They take the Christness out of Jesus, basically, and the way they're put into the verse by verse by verse, on themselves it seems insignificant, but when you're reading the whole Bible using a modern translation, it is bringing to you a story and conclusion that is different from the Bible, because you're reading a corrupt Bible. It is a subtle, on-purpose move to change the truth of the Bible into something that is more in line with New Age, occultic types of deals. It will make you able to accept Antichrist easier. You will think that man over there is Jesus because you're already reading corrupt text Bible. I've come to call all modern translations Satan's counterfeit Bibles, because a Satan Bible is not something you can look at and say, you know it's Satan's Bible, because it's got Satan written on it. The Holy Bible is Satan. It's got his little, you know, horns and arrow tail thing and red tights on or something. And so you say, this is a Satan Bible. Well, no, that is not how a Satan Bible looks. Just like a counterfeit dollar. The idea of counterfeiters making money is that they can go spend it, cash it in for real money. And the people that use it, if they go to the stores or they go to banks or wherever they is, that they're going to drop off this money. The people that take the money from them are going to look at it, and then some of them might even hold it up to the light and do all kinds of stuff, taste it or whatever, just thinking they know maybe how to tell if it's real or fake. When it's this difficult to find out, then they did a pretty good counterfeit job, and this is what counterfeits are about, to make something that would pass, but it's absolutely useless. Counterfeit Bibles are the same way. They look holy. They talk about all the things that you're familiar with. If you've read the King James, you'll say, yes, yes, the stories go along the lines that it is. And most of us kind of gotten the idea that we can use many versions of the Bible just to come up with a better understanding of a particular verse. People, that sounds really good. And most of us have been doing this kind of stuff. But people, these are counterfeit Bibles from Westcott and Hort. If you follow, you know, then they were chosen to do these. So about a 30-year period of their life, they were involved in getting the counterfeit Revised English Bible to become official. But they did much more than that. They were presidents and founding the founders of societies, secret societies that include the Bohemians and on and on. These kinds of things that the Bohemians, for instance, worship the god Moloch and these secret societies are people that are high up in government and people. They're going to make the one world government happen. Now this again is not something that Westcott and Hort decided sort of like on their own. They believed in the occultic kind of variety. They had the expertise and the know-how to try to correlate back into to get what their idea of the Greek would have probably been and to create their own Greek. But they were pretty smart. And they had a pretty elaborate view of the occultic situations, ESP, all this kind of stuff that they think that as you go along, you will develop our minds more and more. We should be open to things and blah, blah, blah. They set up a standard so that each Christian era would adjust their ways of teaching to the corresponding time and customs of the land so that it fits in season after season, year after year, with the society at large. They have this idea to develop Christianity as years go by. But they weren't the beginners. They didn't get to be able to be chosen to do this Greek. Somebody could have chose somebody else to do it. These people were pretty expert in their field, and pretty influential and so forth, so they really were high choice. But it goes back to the Masons, which I usually talk about all the time. And there are people that keep eyes on it and the trends to how they're going to accomplish establishing a one world government, how to re-establish the days of Noah, how to bring in the Antichrist. And Westcott and Hort caught their fancy. When I first learned about Westcott and Hort, I just thought they just was able to, on their own, kind of get their own Bible in, and that's about it. Well, it's much more sinister than that, people. It fits in with a whole 5,000-year plan to bring in Antichrist's kingdom. The pieces fit together. Westcott and Hort just wasn't involved in getting us counterfeit Bibles, which everybody's got them. You probably got lots of counterfeit Bibles on your bookshelf there. You might even have the King James. You don't like the King James because all of these mouths, but hey, you know, they never revised it. There's something called the New King James Version. It is from Westcott and Hort, basically. It is not from the received text. It is not from the King James Version. The New King James only seems like the King James because it has the King James Version in its title, with new in front of it. People, you got to know that something's going to happen and it's all starting to come to place. We're living in a time that God is allowing us to learn our history and what's happening and the preparation. You know, sin is pretty bad stuff. And the lesson of sin worth learning has got to come in through the ages so that we can see it with clarity to know why Jesus died for our sin. Why so many people have to die. Why do we read something that sounds like the Catholic is just such a horrible leadership? I mean, when we study history, they invented Islam, and then the reason they invented Islam is because they wanted two major things. They wanted to kill the Jewish people, and they wanted to kill true believers. Two major things, and they told the Muslims to do this. Ever since their foundation, this is what they've been doing. We like to try to make things nice and everything. You know, there's a lot of nice Muslim people. But people, you got to know where it came from. You can't just wish things in. Just like the gay issue, you just wish it's in. But do you want to study? No. Does Islam people want to study? No. It's good enough just to be told. It's good enough to say, it's the Quran. And as Christians like to do the same, it's good enough that it's just the Bible. Well, if it is just the Bible, study it. And you begin to learn. You put in your browser, WESTCOTT, and then HORT, Westcott and Hort. And you'll get tons of details on these. The information I'm giving you today is basically from an extensive work from almost beginning of the 18th century through that 100-year period of time of the evolution of the progress that took to get to Westcott and Hort and with their cultic societies and the modern age of science coming into being, and that the young Christians in college are beginning to see science as something that's doing away with Christianity, or at least many issues in Christianity. Their faith in the Bible diminished because of the fact that science seems to contradict many things in the Bible. And in those days, there is a trend that set up in the 18th century that developed to the point where the people in preparation, which I call the Masons, for the New World Order coming up soon, could now create counterfeit Bibles. You needed this science evolution so it could be accepted more, that they can evolve it. And it's got to be written in such a way that you can read and you will think you're reading the Bible because it sounds so much like Jesus and God and the story and all that kind of stuff. But it's not. People, you need to begin to understand. You got to study. A great deception is coming. NASA is going to produce something that will look like the second return of Jesus Christ, and you'll even see Jesus, and you'll hear him if you're a Christian. If you're another God in a predominant area, you'll hear a God that your predominant area is into, and you hear in your own language, this will happen. You know, it's already ready. It's already functional. It's already in orbit. It can be done at a push of the button. And these things are going to happen. It's called the Blue Beam Project. If you don't know Jesus right now, turn to Jesus. Say, Jesus, I believe that you're the Son of God, that God rose you on the third day, that you died on the cross for my sins. You paid the price of all sin. Come into my life and forgive me my sins. A simple prayer gets you saved. But now you've got to read the King James Bible. Get used to the these and the thous. And then you got to study. Learn about Westcott and Hort. Learn about the Blue Beam Project. And there are many more things going. Learn about the Catholic Church instead of just trying to make everybody good in somehow or another. You got to learn the facts. See you next week.